Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the 84th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about J-Hope's arson, BTS on Disney Plus, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. If you want to support the podcast, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. For just $2 a month, you help support us continue delivering this podcast. Thank you so much for your support. Again, that is patreon.com/interludearmypodcast. Thank you so much. So, Rosin, let me ask you, how are you doing? Because if y'all remember, our girl has moved to a brand new house. So, how's that going?
It's a mess. I will show you guys an update video. Because you know how we sold our first house, so we downsized into one room. Now we're upsizing into a whole house, and we legit had to rebuy everything again. Good thing, as of right now, it's like Prime Day for Amazon, so we're like, we're buying. Guys, I don't even want to go over how many things we just bought, but I feel so bad for the people out there delivering. Y'all, thank you for your hard work. You guys are getting these things in quick. Literally, Jose, we would order something and it would get in the same day. Like, it's crazy. So, thank y'all, Amazon drivers. Anyways, I'm just trying to get everything together. But we're finally in the new house. We're just trying to fix it up and paint it and all that stuff. But yeah, how about you, Jose?
I'm doing well.
You don't sound convincing. Is there something you want to talk to?
No. It's just like, I don't know why I didn't gather my thoughts first. Then I just said, I'm doing well. And then a big pause. But no, I am doing well. Been pretty busy, of course, with the guys and stuff. But I also have started I'm working on this new series for my YouTube channel. Yes. I've talked to Roseanne about it too. And I also put it out, I posted it on Twitter just as a little teaser of what I've been working on. So that's kept me really busy because it's you have to write out a whole script. And I mean, Roseanne knows about this, so she has experience. But for you guys who are listening, it's it's a whole script because, you want to have all the points, detailed out and the correct information and all the different sources that you're getting it from, and then you start working on the edit. So all of that, I've been working on that. I don't have a date yet as to when I will be posting my first video. I want to post it by next week, maybe Wednesday of next week is what I'm looking at, but as we all know, things can change. And so that might not happen. It might come later or sooner, and probably later. But yeah, I've been pretty busy on that. So that's kept me busy. I've also have tried to I don't know if you guys knew this, probably not. But me and my boyfriend are going to be celebrating 8 years together this weekend. Yay. So I'm building his gift.
Oh.
I bought a gift and I'm actually like building it. So whenever I have time, I'm actually putting it together so I can give it to him.
Oh my gosh. Can you are you able to whisper it and leak it? Oh, wait.
Wait.
Oh, actually, no, because this is going to come out before the week. Just kidding, guys. You guys are just going to have to wait till next week.
It's funny because we make it sound like somebody's going to tell my boyfriend.
I know,
if
right?
If I say it on
here. What if he listens to it? You don't know.
Well, yeah, I hope he's supporting my ish. But yes, it's going well. It's going well. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, Roseanne. So if you want to get into it, we can totally do that. Or maybe if you don't want to get into it, you don't have to. Wait, yes. What am I saying?
Well, that was it for this episode. Just Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. The echo is so bad in this room. I'm so sorry. This is legit. Next week, hopefully, I'm going to stuff as many things in this room because, yeah. Anyways, just wanted to point that out. Anyways, that was it for this episode. I'm going to stop. All right, let's start with J-Hope announcing his second track that he will be promoting, and it's called Arson. First of all, Jose, hold up. Wait. Rewind. We finally got the whole track list.
Yes. So the entire track list was revealed, guys. This is, pretty exciting because we kind of didn't know, how many songs, what kind of vibe we would get, maybe with the titles, something like that. And I think we can start piecing stuff together, even though we can't really say 100% this is what it's going to sound like and this is what it's going to be like. But, so having more information never hurts. So, J-Hope's Jack in the Box tracklist was revealed, starting off with track number one, which is going to be an intro. It's simply titled Intro. There's no, intro persona, Mod 7 or anything like that. It's simply Intro. Then we go into Pandora's Box, track number two. Number three is More. Number four is Stop. Do you know what the Korean translation is?
Don't even get me started. I would try to attempt to read it, but it's not gonna look pretty. So, proceed.
So, yes. So, guys, track number four is Stop, and then it has, a long sentence or phrase in Korean. I do not know what that says, but that is track number four. Then track number five is Equal Sign. Track number six is Music Box Reflection. Track number seven, What If? Track number eight, Safety Zone. Track number nine, Future. And last but not least, track number 10, Arson. And like Roseanne said, Arson is the second lead single. Or not lead, I guess just second single, right?
It's not really
lead or something like that.
I don't know those terms, so yes, but the second title.
I know.
The title, I think this is the actual title track. Because the first one, I think of it as Black Swan. It's the lead single, this is the title, I think. Guys, I don't know music terms, so don't come for me. So he dropped his concept photos for Arson, and if you guys remember from the last time me and Jose were discussing this, we were trying to figure out the theme of this album, and Jose, he's wearing that he's going with the same type of outfits, you know what I mean, that jumpsuit kind of look, and it's legit, not gonna lie, it's giving me that it reminds me of August D, when he was in that junkyard with the
burning. I saw a lot of photos comparing it, yeah.
That is it's that kind of vibe though. But just the fact that the title name is Arson, and if y'all don't know Arson, let me not pull up the definition of, I don't want to give the wrong information because y'all know my brain does not function that way. But arson is...
Hold on, because...
Wait.
You literally said...
What?
You literally were so confident. You're and if y'all didn't know, arson let me not pretend, because I also
I know what arson. No, I know what arson means in my own language, but it, you know, I need to pull up the. No, not, wait, that came out wrong. It came out wrong. Like I know what it means, but I can't like give a good definition. There you go. Not me saying I know it in my own language, not in like Tagalog, not in Filipino. I meant like in my own weird Tata language. You know, like my own alien language that only I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Anyways, arson is the criminal act of deliberately setting fire to property. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I mean, in the concept photos, he is behind or in front of, oh, is that a, like a barn? Hold on. Looks like his jumpsuit is like burnt, Jose.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, and then on some, like his skin also looks like it's like, but obviously not like he's burnt. Like a lot of the leftover from the fire that he caused has landed on him, and it's all over him, you know.
Yeah.
And he's in front of a car, and also like a big sign, like a highway sign that says "done."
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, you even brought it up last time, Roseanne. There's the word "done" appears in one of the album like teaser videos.
Yes.
But it's interesting because "Done" is not a name of a song, so I wonder, like, is that even something, or he's just like dropping it here and there for maybe something in the future? I mean, ooh, I don't know, but do you think it means something?
Yeah, because yeah, it was in the Jack in the Box like reveal thingy, and the word "done" was there. Yeah. I wonder if it's just gonna be part of the lyric. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it could be.
It could be part of the lyric, but I mean. I think he dropped two sets of concept photos. One in like the white clear jumpsuit, and the other one is like the burnt jumpsuit. But him with the white jumpsuit in the background, you know, there's a car that's caught on fire. It's arson. And then the other one is like, I don't really see a fire, but I do see maybe the aftermath of him setting it on fire.
Right.
But yes.
Right.
So that's why his white jumpsuit is now burnt, and then the car looks destroyed from the fire. So. Really, really interesting. Even the how his makeup is styled, like I feel like it's gonna still kind of follow how it was from his more music video. It's I feel like maybe it's gonna follow through a storyline, so it's gonna be really interesting. What do you think of me?
I agree with you because I don't want to say 100%, but that jumpsuit has to be the same one. In more, right? Like the white one that he's rocking out.
Wait, what was the color of his jumpsuits. jumpsuit. It was like a blue and white, right?
Wait. The shoes?
No, jumpsuit. The jumpsuit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was white and like navy blue, yeah?
Well, yeah, the navy blue was the one where he's like walking around. But where he's rocking out with the band is white, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So, So, what if he does start with the white jumpsuit, like continuing more, but then, you know, he burns something and it turns into. So, it's keeping that same type. Then is he going to wear like jumpsuits and all? I wonder if he's going to drop another music video. the outfit is just all jumpsuit. So, I don't know. I'm just really, really looking forward to it because it's also still giving us that type of, I don't even know what genre this would be. Because all I can think of is how more was.
So like last week you brought up the word cohesive. So I think if he's continuing specifically with arson, I feel like it has to be like some elements of more. Specifically the hip-hop, because I think with J-Hope, we're always going to get hip-hop. I don't know about the rock. Maybe this one was going to be a little bit more hip-hop heavy, where it comes to, like, a little bit more of a or, like, dang type of vibe, I feel. Because it just, you know, if obviously, like you said, arson is actually, he's going to be setting the place or things on fire. Like, he is the one causing the fire. And, I mean, usually when you bring in fire elements or like the literal fire in your videos, I'm feeling like rap heavy, hip hop heavy type of track. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Drop it like it's hot, twerk it for all the people. From the window to the wall.
Sweating. Okay, sorry. Okay, yes. Yes. I mean, by the time you guys are listening to this, yeah. The music video is going to be out now. So we're going to be seeing if we're twerking or something else.
Isn't it crazy, though? By the time everybody listens to this, the whole album is going to be out, too.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. And Jose, they haven't dropped any links yet for, U.S.
Yeah.
So your girl's just going to have to go through Weavers. It's shipping is ridiculous, you guys, but I need to support our boy Hobie. So there goes my wallet. Anyways, yes. So I'm looking forward to this album, and this music video is going to be amazing. And he's going to perform it at Hobie Palooza. So we're going to talk about it more next week, though, once the music video is out.
But good news for you, Roseanne. They do have it in the U.S., Weavers. It's not just strictly global. Now they added it on US as well. So if you guys want to get it. Yeah, if you guys want to get it through the US Weavers, it's on there now.
Oh,
so you don't have
to
get it through global. Yeah.
Oh my God. Let me go do that now, you guys. Sorry, I've been a mess. I've been away. Okay. Let me order that now. Wait, when did this drop? Guys, I have not been on Twitter. I haven't been active at all because I've been moving and everything. And I just got my setup today, whole computer and everything set up. It's sold out, Jose.
Oh, sorry. Never mind. I should have known.
Wait. I just wonder if it just says sold out because it's not ready for pre-order yet.
Oh, it is sold out. That's what? Yeah, never mind, guys. It was on the US. Maybe they'll add it on later on. But yeah, scheduled delivery date August 7th through August 21st. So anybody who did catch the window for pre-order is going to get it. But unfortunately, it has been sold out. Maybe they'll add it on later. Hopefully, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for letting us know, Jose. But yeah. So, actually, as of today, we got more news about this whole BTS and Disney Plus collaboration, because it first started with In the Soup Friendcation, which I have a problem with because we got an article not too long ago. Now, I don't know if there's an updated one, Jose. Let me know if there was that. Uh-huh. Friendcation will only show in certain countries like Korea, and I thought I saw Singapore, but it's not going to be available worldwide. ASAP. So, I mean, I sent in a request to Disney Plus to have it available worldwide because, why is it not available worldwide? I don't know. I don't know why it's not. Right. Maybe they think the demand is not there, so only certain countries have it first. I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah, I think I read the same article, and yeah, so basically the main countries that are going to be getting it first are Asian countries. And I think there have been some dramas that have only been strictly shown in Korea to this day. They haven't even been added in other countries like that. But I think with this, what they're trying to do is roll it out slowly. For this one, they did state worldwide. Okay. It's just that we don't know when. So more than likely, Korea's going to get it first, and then later on, other countries are going to be added. That is unfortunate because we would want to watch it as soon as it drops. And hey, maybe they will do that. We don't know yet because we don't know the exact date.
It makes sense because they have exclusive rights in certain countries. But think of it, okay, not promoting this at all, you guys, as someone who wants to watch something right away, I will try to find it online. So wouldn't they get more views if they were to put it worldwide, because then everyone will watch at the same time? Because if not, they're gonna find a different way to watch it, and so when it actually drops in the US, they've already watched it but somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? Okay, not trying to promote so let me not go into that, but you know what I mean. I just briefly read the article, was it today, that they are releasing more old works from BTS. It was their old docu series and movies. They're releasing it on Disney Plus, like Break the Silence and stuff like that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
Wait, let me reverse that. Rewind that. Yeah, wait, what are they dropping? Wait, what were they dropping? I thought they're dropping the docu series.
No. Too. So like, so the partnership is between HYBE and Disney Plus, and they have a multi-year contract or deal, if you want to call it that, with Disney Plus for 5 different shows. 2 of them being with BTS, and 1 of them being obviously with one of the members of BTS, which is Indesoup Friendcation. The other one would be Permission to Dance LA, the concert that they had in LA at SoFi Stadium. It's going to be streamed exclusively on Disney Plus. And then the other is a brand new documentary series called BTS Monuments Beyond the Star. Which will be like documenting their story, but also their start in the new chapter. But I think what you probably read, Roseanne, was like everybody bringing up the old docuseries that they've had in the past, but not necessarily going to be on Disney Plus. This is like a brand new one that's going to premiere sometime in 2023. And then the other 2 shows, we don't know any information about. We don't know if it's going to be with BTS members or completely other different artists under HYBE. We just know these for sure right now. Yeah.
Oh, because it is a collaboration with HYBE and Disney. So not necessarily like BTS and Disney Plus. But they didn't really release any other information about the new documentary other than that, like you said, it's going to... show a peek into their daily lives as they prepare for the second chapter. Now, yes, I think people were getting the idea that this is going to be a documentary of their beginnings until where they are now. But just reading that description, I don't think it's going to be of it. Although I really, really do want a documentary of their like beginnings all the way until now. Mm-hmm. Because imagine they have so much footage, you guys, and I'm sure they're also prepping it. Like, I'm sure they have it. To where they're, you know, everyone is going to be so interested in watching that. Even me, myself. So they, just with all the footage I'm sure that they have, I think in the future, Jose, they will for sure have that type of documentary. Or that's just my wishful thinking. But regardless, I'm super, super excited for Beyond the Star. They're still going with the whole BTS thing, and yeah, I'm like looking forward to it, even though it's gonna be sometime next year. Like, when next year? I'm still I'm still waiting for that drama. Remember, they're supposed to have that drama that's gonna be going over like their storyline with different actors.
Yeah, I'm also wondering what happened there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but anyways, yes, looking forward
what if,
to that.
Well, Roseanne, what if like one of the other ones that didn't like get mentioned is maybe that one, like, because they did say that like 2 of them are with the band, and then obviously the others meaning they won't be, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not BTS related, you know what I mean? But I mean, we don't want to like put that out there and say that that's actually going to happen. We're just saying that maybe that is
it's a theory. All right.
Now let me ask you the important question. Do you have Disney Plus?
Yes, I do, but it's not under my name.
Okay, same. I'm using my sister's account.
Okay, but same. You know what? We got to do what we got to do sometimes, you guys, okay? Sharing is caring. That's the reason why I'm like, yo, we need this available, like, ASAP, whatever you guys are going to drop. Like, I'm sure it's on demand worldwide, like, you know. But I don't know what deal they worked out, but regardless, we're going to watch it, so...
So while we wait for what's yet to come, see what I did there. Something that did come was yet to come. Oh my God. You guys, so listen. The yet to come hashtag my BTS story version music video was dropped. It's like only 2 minutes long, and it's pretty cute, you know, with like the different videos from the different armies and stuff. And then we get to hear the guy say, "I purple you" towards the end of the video.
Cute,
so
very,
that's
very cute.
Really, really cute. So yeah, if you guys haven't checked it out, check it out. Maybe you made it in. So if you did, congratulations.
You know, it's the interesting thing, Jose, was that like just going through all the things that are being released and what's yet to come. You see how we feel? It's just crazy to me how this is supposed to be happening during the supposedly hiatus. Like, we're getting so much content, you guys. Like, we're also getting a whole BTS vlog. Every Saturday, each of the member is dropping a video, a vlog. Yes. It's just mind-blowing because they've done vlogs before. It was the BTS vlog thing that they did before. Yep. You know what I mean? But legit, Jose, I freaked out when Tay dropped his and it was like a whole hour long.
Yeah.
I have not watched it yet, you guys, because like I said, I just set up my computer like now. So I'm going to check that out. I'll post it on like Patreon and stuff like that. But it's just crazy. We're getting vlogs and they're just feeding us. And I'm going to just tie that in actually with BTS is up to something because they just posted, Jin posted photos with the members on Instagram. Yeah. And they were all wearing mics. And Jose, you and me, we both think it could be for Run. It could be for Run. I mean, what else do you think it might be for?
Yeah, if it's not for Run BTS, the only other thought that I had was for the documentary that they're talking about for Disney Plus.
Yes.
I don't think it's for that when they're having the big, like the big puffy mic in their shirt, like they usually show in Run BTS. And then the other reason why it's kind of like suspicious is because it's in front of the Olympic Stadium. And so it's kind of like that's a very specific spot to film, you know what I mean? But also they were filming in front of the old Big Hit building, like in the streets. So people saw them like in the streets filming in front of the old Big Hit building. So it's kind of like, are they going through their history for a special Run BTS episode? Are they doing the Disney Plus documentary? Because that would also be something to record, you know, like where they came from to now where they're at, you know what I mean? Like performing at the Olympic Stadium and stuff. So that's why it's kind of like, what is it? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll whenever eventually
that find comes out. Yeah. But what's funny though is that Jin wanted to take a photo by himself. The caption even says like, "Please let me take a photo by myself or like alone." And the photos are all just the guys like photobombing him like constantly.
They always do. I cannot with them. They always do that. Even when they're like, even in the docuseries, Jose, remember when they're trying to introduce it by themselves and then the other members always butt in and like, you know, video bomb or photobomb them. So that's hilarious. It's such a BTS vibe, BTS thing to do. Well, you know, they're showing the Olympic Stadium, but also we finally got news of BTS's World Expo concert. Now, we did have a theory that it could either be this year or next year, but we were kind of leaning more to next year, but it's happening this year, Jose. Like, that caught me off guard. So they announced the month. It's for October 2022, and it will be live streamed for free through YouTube. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jose, this will also be a free concert in Busan, right? Or is it not?
I would assume it is because it's like to bring in the tourism to show off like the culture and like the achievements of the country of South Korea. But I mean, a lot of people that have been to the World Expo maybe can correct this or know more about it. I don't know if it's like completely free or you have to get like a ticket, you know, for entry or something like that. But it's exciting to know that we actually can see it through YouTube. Like, we don't have to like personally be there or like, you know, trying to like jump on like live streams from other people or anything like that. It's actually going to be live streamed through YouTube. We did see an article where like the mayor of Busan says they are expecting 500,000 to 600,000 people to attend this concert. And now we were talking before this recording, guys, and we were like, that's a lot of people. Like, that is, yeah. That's like, what, Roseanne, like 5 times, 6 times a stadium?
Like, yeah. Size? That's ridiculous. So, okay, here's the interesting thing, though, Jose, because I saw an article where it was showing the venue of where BTS will be having their concert at. Now, apparently, they couldn't have it at the another location because there is a game going on. Like, the Busan Gujok Stadium is the largest multipurpose stadium, but there is a soccer game, I believe, going on. So, they're looking at the Busan Asiad Alux... Auxiliary Stadium, but Jose, it looks kind of small. So, but then again, if they're expecting this much people to come, I think it's gonna be a festival, like Jose, where they're just gonna have everyone on the ground standing, and I don't know how they're gonna fit 500,000 to 600,000 people. I don't know how this is gonna work. We're just gonna have to wait for more news on that. And I have attended a free festival before in Korea. So the interesting thing was, in order for you to... I don't know if they're going to do that with this, because they know people are going to travel from different parts of the world to come watch this concert. When I applied for a free concert in Korea, they needed a Korean phone number. So you had to be like a Korean citizen to... apply for this free, to attend this free concert. You still had to like get a ticket, you know what I mean? It's free,
right.
But for this, because it's worldwide, I don't know how they're gonna basically give tickets, you know what I mean? So it's just crazy, because this is literally this year, October, and I don't know, we're just gonna have to wait for more information, because your girl is trying to attend. Your girl's trying to go, because she's going to be in Korea. I have not told you guys this. I'm going to be in Korea from September to October. But depending on when BTS has their World Expo concert, I might extend my Korea trip to attend. But we'll see.
I love how you're dropping this on me, too, because I had no idea.
Yeah. You know, usually your girl, I'm really low-key with trips, and I think it's because like I want it to fall through, and I have this superstition, like when I promote it, something like falls through. But I already got my plane ticket, I got everything, so like, you know, it's coming together. I think I'm just that type of person. But surprise, catch me in Korea.
I cannot.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we'll see how that all works out, guys. Again, that's something that the mayor stated, that number, like, don't quote us that we think that's how many people are going to show up, or that's usually how many people show up to these cons or like World Expo events or anything like that. That's just something that he stated. We will see how that works out. You know, we were thinking that maybe that he got confused with, like, maybe that's how many people are going to be watching through the live stream. Yeah. But, I mean, who knows? Because that's a lot. The guys, like, 500,000 to 600,000 people, that's, like, a lot. Like, think about, like, SoFi Stadium. How many people fit in SoFi Stadium, Rosa? Like, 70,000?
Like, 70, I think. Yeah.
Like, that's not even 100,000, guys. And it's huge. So that's why we're kind of like 500,000. So I don't know if like he spoke incorrectly, or maybe the translation was incorrect. We just know that that's the number that was given. But yes. We shall see. That's all we have for this episode, guys. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, you guys, I hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, and thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Jose.
Bye, Jose. Bye, everyone.